I want to thank God for one thing. And that is the fact that none of us in this room is greater than anybody else in this room. We're all the same in the eyes of Jesus Christ. All the same. Last week we sang this song, I can boast in nothing, but I can boast in the Lord my God. Yeah. I just want to turn your attention to Galatians chapter 3, verse number 22. The NASB translation says it in a wonderful way. But the scripture has shut up everyone under sin. Think about that. The word of God has shut up everyone under sin. Nobody can boast about the good things that they have done. Not one person. No one. Each of us stand condemned in front of a holy God. But the scripture has confined us all under sin. But there is good news. It is because that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. There is no Jew, there is no Gentile. There is no rich, there is no poor. There is no wise, there is no foolish. There is no difference. It is given freely. And this free gift comes from faith. That's what it says over there. The promise is coming by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Anybody who believes, anybody, the power of sin does not have any more control over you. You have to believe that. You have to believe that. The law confined us to sin. But the grace of God gave us liberty to live freely in this world as overcomers. Amen. Shout a hallelujah. Amen. I hope you're joyful in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, there is liberty. There is strength. There is healing. You must have come here with a lot of baggages. Leave it out the door. Take the yoke of Jesus. His yoke is light. His yoke is light. This is one hope I want to leave you with. Philippians chapter 3 verse 21. Our lowly bodies, this flesh that we are in, one day it's going to go. It's going to go. And we will be transformed. Transformed. So as we can see Jesus for who He really is. That day is going to be a glorious day, children of God. It's going to be a day that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive. Nobody has ever thought or imagined this, that we will see Him for who He is. We will see Him for what He is. And He will present us to the Father God, saying, here's my child, here's your child, son and daughter, blameless because of what Christ has done for us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Children of God, I just want to encourage you. Do not feel depressed. Do not feel lonely because you think that you're not working your way to Christ, because you cannot. It's impossible. The grace of God, and only the Helper can help you do this. Only the Helper can do this for you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. It says a very, very important verse. Today I read it and I stopped at one particular word. The NASB says it very well. I'll just read it for you. Verse number 22. In whom you also are being built. That word, being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. He's looking for a place to live on this earth. When Jesus was on this earth, He said, I don't have a place to lay my head. But because of His crucifixion and because of His resurrection, He has plenty of places to lay His head. Plenty of places. And He's building us up slowly, but surely. He's building us up. He's laying His head and resting in our hearts. This verse says, in whom you also are being built together. Not just one of you, each of us together are being built for the dwelling place of God. What a glorious God we serve, who lives with us, who lives in us. Which other God can tell you that? Which other person can give you that assurance? Psalms chapter 34, verse number 2 says this one thing. Praise God even if you're depressed. You know why? You know why? Verse number 2 says, my soul will make boast in the Lord. Right? So that the afflicted will hear it and rejoice in God. You see the person sitting next to you. Take a good hard look at the person sitting next to you. Okay? You might not really know what they're going through. They might be going through the deepest, darkest problems in their lives and they're not able to share it with you. But notice one thing what David says here. He says, I will rejoice in the Lord because the person next to me is going to see me rejoice in God. And because of that, he's going to start rejoicing in God. So you should never stop from rejoicing in God. Why? The love of Christ in you will spread to the person next to you. He will see that. He or she will see it and he will rejoice. And God will receive the glory. Not you, but God will receive the glory. So today when we stand up in our places and we rejoice in this God, we serve a living God. A God who lives and is not dead. If you go to the Holy Land and see in that grave, it's written, he is not here. I've never seen it. I hope to see it. He's not here because he is risen. He is alive. Amen. He is alive. And we serve a risen King. And he's in this place today. We are few in number, but in our weakness, his strength is made perfect.